This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. According to a person familiar with the situation, President Donald Trump urged the new leader of Ukraine this summer to investigate the son of former Vice President Joe Biden. President Trump defended himself Friday against the intelligence official's complaint, angrily declaring it came from a partisan whistleblower, though he also said he didn't know who the whistleblower was. The complaint was based on a series of events, one of which was a July 25th call between President Trump and Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky. Now, in that July 25th call, however, the anonymous source stated that there was no suggestion of a quid pro quo, whereby a Ukrainian investigation would yield U.S. benefits in the form of money or weapons. The U.S. is deploying more troops to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
In response to recent attacks on the Saudi oil industry, which are being blamed on Iran, the United States is deploying additional troops and military equipment to the Gulf region. At a Pentagon news conference Friday night, Defense Secretary Mark Esper outlined the goals of the action.
First, to send a clear message that the United States supports our partners in the region. Second, to ensure the free flow of resources necessary to support the global economy.
General Joseph Dunford, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, would not commit to how many troops are being deployed. Esper would not rule out further action. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Iran's powerful Revolutionary Guard is ready for combat in any scenario, according to its chief commander. General Hossein Salami's comments come as the country's nuclear deal with world powers collapses and allegations by the U.S. that Iran was behind a weekend attack on a major oil sites in Saudi Arabia. Iran has denied involvement in that September 14th attack. This is VOA News.